Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 35, Neutral Love of God. Srila Rupa Goswami offers his respectful prayers to the Eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always so beautiful, and to whom the pure devotees are always engaged in loving transcendental service. This third division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes the five primary kinds of devotional service, namely neutrality, servitude, fraternity, parenthood, and conjugal love. These five items will be very elaborately explained herein, and thus they have been figuratively described as the five waves on the western side of this ocean of the nectar of devotion. When one is actually able to maintain the transcendental position, one stage is called neutrality in devotional service. Some great sages have attained this neutral position by practicing austerity, penance, and meditation in order to control the senses. Such sages are generally called mystic yogis, and in most cases they are inclined to appreciate the spiritual pleasure of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. They are practically unaware of the transcendental pleasure derived from personal contact with the Supreme Godhead. Actually, the transcendental pleasure derived in association with the Supreme Person is far greater than the pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization because of the direct meeting with the eternal form of the Lord. Impersonalists do not directly derive the transcendental pleasure of association with the Lord by hearing of His pastimes. And as such, the impersonalists cannot derive any relishable transcendental pleasure from such topics as Bhagavad Gita, in which the Lord is personally talking with Arjuna. The basic principle of their impersonal attitude does not allow them the transcendental pleasure which is relished by a devotee whose basic principle of understanding is the Supreme Person. The impersonalistic commentary on Bhagavad Gita is therefore disastrous, because without understanding the transcendental pleasure of the Gita, the impersonalist wants to interpret it in his or her own way. If an impersonalist can, however, come in contact with a pure devotee, one's transcendental position can be changed for greater elevation. Great sages are therefore recommended to worship the form of the Lord in order to achieve that highest transcendental pleasure. For without worshipping the Archa-Vigraha form or deity of the Lord, one cannot understand such literature as Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. For those great sages situated in the position of transcendental neutrality, the beginning should be to take shelter of Lord Vishnu, the four-handed eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mystic yogis are therefore advised to meditate upon the form of Lord Vishnu, as recommended by Kapila Muni in the Sankhya Yoga system. Unfortunately, many mystic yogis try to meditate on something void, but as stated in the Gita, Klesha Adhikatara Tesham Avyakta Asakta Chetasam Avyakta Hi Gati Dukam Deha Vadabi Avapyate. The result is that they simply undergo trouble and do not achieve any tangible result. When some great saintly persons who had undergone penances and austerities saw the four-handed transcendental form of Vishnu, they remarked, "Oh, this four-handed form of the Lord manifest in a bluish color, is the reservoir of all pleasure and the center of our living force. Actually, when we see this eternal form of Vishnu, we, along with many other Paramahamsas, become immediately captivated by the beauty of the Lord. This appreciation of Lord Vishnu by saintly persons is an instance of situation in Shantaras, or the neutral stage of devotional service. In the beginning, those who are aspiring for salvation try to get out of the material entanglement by performing painful austerities and penances, and ultimately they come to the impersonal status of spiritual realization. And at this Brahma-Bhuta stage of liberation from material entanglement, the symptoms, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-Bhuta, Prasanatma, na shochati na kankshati, samak sarveshu bhuteshu, mad bhaktim labhate param. One becomes joyous beyond any hankering or lamentation and gains a universal vision. So when the devotee is situated in Shantaras, or the neutral stage of devotional service, one appreciates the Vishnu form of the Lord. Actually, all Vedic culture is aiming at understanding Lord Vishnu. In the Rig Veda, one mantra says, Om Tad Vishno Paramang Padang Sada Pasyanti Surayo Deviva Chakshur Atatam Tad Vripaso Vipanyabo Jagrivangsa Samindhate Vishnor Yat Paramang Padam. Thus, any advanced saintly person is always aspiring to be fixed in meditation upon the lotus feet of Vishnu. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Nate vidu swartha gating hi Vishnu, durashaya ye bahir artha manina, andha yathandayar upaniyamana, tepisha tantriyam uru dhamni badha. The foolish do not know that Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life. So according to the conclusion of all authoritative Vedic scriptures, when a person comes to the stage of appreciating Vishnu, he or she is at the beginning of devotional service. And if one cultivates devotional service further and further, under proper guidance, other features of devotional service will gradually become manifest. At this stage of Shantarasa, one can see Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer of even the demons. The Lord is appreciated by such would-be devotees as the eternal transcendental form, the chief of all self-realized souls, the Supersoul, and the Supreme Brahman. He is also appreciated as being completely peaceful, completely controlled and pure, merciful to the devotees, and untouched by any material condition. This appreciation of Lord Vishnu in awe and veneration by the saintly is to be understood as the sign that they are situated in Shantarasa, or the neutral stage of devotional service. This stage of Shantarasa can be attained by impersonalists only when they are in association with pure devotees. Otherwise, it is not possible. After Brahman realization, when a liberated soul comes in contact with a pure devotee of Lord Krishna and submissively accepts the teachings of Lord Krishna without misinterpretation, he or she becomes situated in this neutral stage of devotional service. The best example of saintly persons situated in Shantarasa are Sanaka, Sanatana, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar, the Kumar brothers. These four saintly persons, also known as Chatusana, are sons of Lord Brahma. And just after their birth, when they were ordered by their father to become householders and increase human society, they refused the order. They said that they had already decided not to become entangled with family life. They would rather live as saintly brahmacharis for their own perfection. So, these great saints have been living for millions of years, but still, they appear to be just like boys of 4 or 5 years. Their complexions are very fair, there is an effulgence in their bodies, and they always travel naked. These 4 saintly persons almost always remain together. In one of the prayers of the Kumara brothers, this declaration is made. O Lord Mukunda, giver of liberation, only so long as one does not happen to see your eternal form of bliss and knowledge, appearing just like a newly grown tamala tree with a bluish hue, only for so long can the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, no